Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Maak reg vir 'n koeler Vrydag. Die maksimums vandag Pretoria op na 23, Johannesburg 22, Polokwane 19.
Goeiemôre, ek's Flistie Reken en Voice verkeersbuitewerking. Dis nou op Winnie Mandela Rylaan waar dit nie werk by die N1 snelweg nie, ook Winnie Mandela Rylaan waar dit nie werk by Monte Cassino Boulevard nie.
In your sport, the All Blacks name a 36-man squad for their back-to-back tests against the Boks and Siya Kolisi's move back to the Sharks dead in the water.
Die stad van Johannesburg gaan arbeidshof toe om enige verdere SAMHO-betogings op die M1 te stop.
The city would like to urge some members to refrain from participating in any further activities, respect the agreements that are in place, and use legitimate processes to engage on outstanding issues.
Woordvoerder vir die stad van Johannesburg, Ntatisi Dingwana, sê owerhede in Johannesburg sal geen verdere onwettige betogings deur lede van die munisipale werkersvakbond duld nie. Dit volg na gister se ontwrigtings toe SAMHO-lede die M2 tot 'n stilstand gebring het oor loonverhogingskwessies. Maar Dingwana sê die groep was veronderstel om deel te wees van onderhandelings en verdere gesprekke. Twee buitelanders is in polisie-aanhouding na gister se reuse dwelmslag wat by 'n huis in Douglasdale in die noordweste van Johannesburg gemaak is. Gauteng polisiekommissaris Tommy Mtemeni sê dis waar dwelms van 80 miljoen rand gekry is.
When you see the drugs on the face value, you can see it's a Mandrax tablet. The machine which they use to produce is a high quality machine which produces a high number of tablets per second.
En Tswane moes pasiënte na ander klinieke verwys word na 'n inbraak by die Olifantsbos kliniek gisteroggend.
There was forceful entry to all offices, storerooms and consulting rooms. The ceiling of the main waiting area was damaged. 18 computers, 2 electronic gadgets, 1 tablet, 6 televisions and 3 Wi-Fi routers were stolen.
Lid van die burgemeesterskomitee oor gesondheid in Tswane, Rina Marks, sê 2 veiligheidswagte is oorrompel en vasgebind. Sy beskryf dit as dieselfde boewery wat vroeër die jaar ook by die Danville Kliniek in Pretoria Wes plaasgevind het. Na Amerika, waar adjunkt president Kamala Harris vanoggend amptelik die nominasie aanvaar het om te staan as die demokratiese kandidaat in die Novemberverkiesing. Sy het voor der duisende mense by die demokratiese nasionale konvensie in Chicago gesê dat sy 'n president sal wees wat Amerika sal verenig, sou sy wen teen Donald Trump.
A president who leads and listens, who is realistic, practical, and has common sense, and always fights for the American people. From the courthouse to the White House, that has been my life's work.
En terug by die huis sê die kwik deur die nag geval en dis koeler en bewolk vanoggend. Pretoria op na net 23 grade vandag na gister se 29, Johannesburg en Rustenburg 22, Mbombela en Polokwane 19 en Malagleni 21. As jy reis, Kaapstad op na 21, Durban 20, Klipbeg en Bloemfontein 25 grade. Ax Gerda de Souza on the top story at this hour, the city of Johannesburg heading to the Labour Court over the SAMHO strike.
Breakfast with Martin Bester, driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
Folks, yes. Hold on to your coffee, hold on to your seats. Tomorrow is going to get real. Op die program môre is nie net Joe Black nie, maar ook Brendan Piper.
Ons is gemaak om my te gaan. Ek dek Tafelberg between.
They were both in Australia. They were down under.
Yes.
Yeah, down under. Joe was there for the fight.
Die fight van drinkers was nou so amazing. What a time to be alive and what a time to be a South African.
Joe Black, Brendan Piper will kick it off in style.
Your favorite artist live. Friday live on Breakfast with Martin Bester. Just after 8.
Good morning. Hello, hello. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. Why are you happy it's a Friday? Let me know. Because coming up, Friday's my day.
Oh, yes.
You hear from the kids first. Get theirs out before.